The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, November 1st, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I. Today, we have the Anglican Church of the Epiphany in studio. We have members, representatives, who are talking about the Anglican Church Fair of the Year. They've been bragging about this for a while. In fact, Anglicans in general talk about Epiphany's annual church fair, right? Now, I tend to have a number of Anglican churches come here and speak about their fairs and their street parties, whatever it is. But to get Epiphany on the radio, to get Epiphany to come on the radio and to explain what all is happening, I'm kind of excited because all the big shots I know attend Epiphany and all the big shots tend to come to their fair. So it's like, tends to be like who's who in the Bahamas. When you go there, you rub shoulders and say, hey, I know you. And you take pictures, right? You have all kind of activities. So I'm kind of excited for this now because this is now a part of my wife and I church calendar event. So I need to be out there. We tend to be there all day. So I'm kind of excited. Today, we have some persons who are part of the organizing committee. We have Ms. Kay Ritchie, and we have Ms. Kennedy Burrows who are here to tell me all about it, right? But first, I need to hear news about the Anglican Church of Epiphany. Now, each Anglican church tend to have a name, right? I know you all know these, right? But we at St. Anne's, we call our Church of the Holy Hill, on the Holy Hill. What's Epiphany?
The star.
Bring your mic a little closer so I can hear you.
And thank you for having us, and good morning, Guardian 96.9. Listeners out there, and the Anglican Church of the Epiphany is also known as the Star in the East. That is our name.
So you know you got to follow the star in the East, right?
Exactly.
And there you find good Savior and worship in there. So I'm excited, right? When is your fair? Is it next week or is it this week?
Oh, no. All roads lead to our fair tomorrow, Saturday, the 2nd of November.
This Saturday, tomorrow.
All systems say go, and we are ready. We are locked and ready and waiting to receive you because it's a community and family fun-filled day.
See, I want to talk more about tomorrow, right? But let me start by, what time does it start? Because my wife tends to have me come early, and I sometimes have to sit down and just wait till things get organized. I want to know, what time does it start so I can brace myself?
Remember, we said this was an all-day affair. Our event starts at 6 a.m. in the morning, Ms. Nuri, with a souse and stew and a plant and garden sale, like a patio plant and garden sale with souse. We have and stews. We have pig feet, chicken souse. We have stew fish, stew conch. And you know, those Anglican ladies of Epiphany know how to cook some breakfast.
That means I ain't gonna get to sleep at all. I could be out there
not
early in the morning.
Not at all, because we're there from 6 a.m. Now, our soup and sauce event, remember, we've been selling tickets for it. However, if you don't have a ticket, do not be dismayed, especially if you live out east. And I know some of you have early morning events that you have to take your kids to, like swim events and dance and gala and sport. And that's when they do, you know, sports, people who are on track teams, that's where they exercise. Look here, get your breakfast from the Anglican Church of the Epiphany. We're going to be out there from 6 a.m.
Follow
and
the
all
star.
You plan. Follow that star. Hey, it'll be up there. Hey,
definitely.
It looks far, even though it may be a little darker. You can see that star.
Now, mind you, I'm going to go in detail about your event a little later on the show, but I want to find out how it's directed. Who's directed there now at Epiphany?
Our rector is Canon Father Badu. He's assisted by Father Pratt. and Cannon.
I think I know Purdue. I think he was at St. Gregory's at one point in time.
He was first, he was initially in Eleuthera, mm-hmm. then at St. Gregory's, and he's been at Epiphany for about 13 years.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, Father Adama Badu has been there. He's been our, fearless spiritual leader for about 13 years.
And who's the organist there? I guarantee you the whole history, because I used to travel to the church, right? And I haven't been if I only get a catch up before I start.
Well, a lifelong organist is Mrs. Bo. Mm-hmm. Okay, she's married to the E.J. Bo. All of Bahamas know who Mr. E.J. Bo
is.
Yes. Okay, she's been there from, I think, inception of our church when we started in the garden of Canon Archer's house. Mm-hmm. Remember Canon Archer? Mm-hmm. He was the first rector there. And now we have Dr. Morgan.
Dr. Morgan plays organ.
Oh, man.
I know Dr. Morgan.
And look here, the choir, of course, and we also have, who is there? Oh, yeah. Mrs. Arlene Major.
That's Kennedy Burrows, who is whispering. I don't know why she just don't join into the mic one time and just say the name.
We don't want to miss anybody, you know?
I understand.
We don't want to miss anybody. Arlene, she's 7 a.m., Mrs. Major. Good morning, Mrs. Major. Mrs. Bo and Dr. Morgan host the 9:30 a.m. service. Let me tell you, our choir is off the chain.
You all have any Christmas concert this year?
I think usually they do. The calendar isn't out as yet.
You know, I actually know what kind of off the wall question. No,
you know,
Epiphany is big news. I need to ask these things.
Yes, it's not on the calendar as yet, but I'm certain that they are. I know that they were supposed to give our fair attendees a little taste of what
we do
at Epiphany every Sunday at the family worship service at 9:30 a.m. So, fingers crossed.
Let me show you how long I haven't attended. When last I was there, you're in the old building. And I realized that no one is there anymore. So how long has that been now?
It's been a long time. Let me tell you, I think we just celebrated 35 years in April.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we've been in our new church.
Nice.
That beautiful building. Oh, let me give the directions, Mr. Newman.
Go ahead, man.
Heading east on Prince Charles.
On the main Prince Charles.
You have the Elizabeth Estates Clinic. Then you have the Elizabeth Estates Police Station. The Elizabeth Estates Library. Immediately after that, on the right, is the Anglican Church of Epiphany. That beautiful new building. That is us.
Okay, let me bring Ms. Kanique Burrows into the conversation. Welcome again, Ms. Burrows.
Welcome.
And you are also a part of the committee helping to organize this big event, the fair of the year on the Anglican calendar, where every Anglican church tend to attend because of so much different ideas and things that's happening.
But, Mr. Newry, before we get to Kanique, I just want to say to the listening audience, why fair.
It's going to be a special fair.
This is one of our major events, the biggest one of the year. And why we do it is in aid of our church's outreach community.
Okay.
And we've adopted the Elizabeth Estates Children's Home.
Okay.
And we've been doing these outreach initiatives since 1989. And this fundraiser is to raise funds and to keep our coppers,
flowing.
Exactly flowing, because the kids, as well as the caregivers and the administrators of the Elizabeth Estates Children's Home, we fund their goals, their initiatives. We help with ongoing support, adoption, school fees for kids to the Anglican school in the East, which is St. Anne's. We had several exceptional children from the home who are currently attending, who have graduated.
Nice.
Okay, from St. Anne's Anglican School. We are also a church community where we like to provide food and clothing assistance for persons in the wider community okay. who are in need. Okay, as you know, almost like a soup kitchen, but you know, not mm-hmm. you know, in that sense, as well as the Anglican Church of the Epiphany in the East is a hurricane shelter.
There's a hurricane shelter too? Mm-hmm.
Yes, the hall. And as you know, our hurricanes they've changed. They are different.
Miss Ritchie, I want to go into some detail about your initiatives, right? Who spearheads these projects?
Well, we, you know, every church have their vestry. Mm-hmm. And from the vestry, there are persons who are in charge of that. As well as, you know, every Anglican church is headed by, you have the priest, and then you have the priest warden, as well as the people's wardens. And they are the ones who coordinate with members. And at this time, I just want to say to
Ms.
Richard, members. Let
me interrupt you. Apparently, we patched through a caller. So let me have you put on your earphone so you can hear them at the same time. Caller, how are you? Can you hear me? Now the caller disappeared. They were saying hello while you were talking. And I said, I wasn't going to try to confuse. Kermit, let me see who's online there. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us? Good morning.
I can hardly hear you. Can I speak to Ms. Crane, please, Eric?
That's a different show. We are now on Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. I'm going to pass you back to the producer so you can take a message. We're talking about the fair of the year at the Anglican Church of the Epiphany. Right now, Ms. Richie's giving me a rundown about the various projects that they were that the Epiphany has committed to with this particular fair. It's going to be financing, and I'm listening to that. So go on and continue with your narrative.
Oh, yes. I was saying that we're also a hurricane shelter. Mm-hmm. And it's not only during hurricane time. You know, we have tropical storms that can create, you know, mass flooding and cause interruptions. And don't forget, we just came out of a very COVID-19 mm-hmm. era. We had lots of families who were in need of, you know, that extra support. And our church, we provided grocery vouchers for families for years, and we continue to do that. And I would just like to say we would not be able to continue with our initiatives without our corporate supporters throughout the year, as well as our members who have been steadfast and committed to supporting their church, whether it was through finances, through their time, or service. And getting back to the Elizabeth Estates Children's Home, they worship with us every Sunday. Mm-hmm. You'll see the group of them with their caregivers. Some of them, you know, they come. They're also members of our youth organizations. We have the Brownies. They help with the ushering. We have the Girl Guides. And some of them are, also serve in our choir.
Nice.
And those who are not familiar, you know, our choir represents those who serve on the altar, serve around the altar, and assist with the priest. One of our biggest corporate sponsors for this fair is none other than the great insurance company of Family Guardian.
And I see you brought Mr. Lockhart there. So when instead of going to Ms. Burrows, I'll go straight back to, since we're ready to introduce Mr. Lockhart, right? Mr. Lockhart. Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. I see that Family Guardian, trying to make sure I write the right insurance company, is sponsoring the Anglican Church of the Epiphany. Why did you decide to sponsor this event?
Because if you notice, Family Guardian, we are a great corporate partner, and we say we're in a community to serve a community, and we say join the family. And so definitely, with such an event going on, it's just a great partnership. And then, you know, we split the island up in three. If you see the Marathon office, that office on Marathon opposite C.I. Gibson, they service the eastern part of the island. Mm-hmm. And so definitely we'll be out there in droves because we provide concierge service. So what better to partner with the church, be in the community, a good social atmosphere, and just come along and do what we do. So partnership is the key to success.
And when you say partner, partnership, what will you be, are you will be physically present at the fair?
We will be there in full force. You're going to have our whole life insurance sales team is going to be out there. You're going to have the nurses out there doing the health checks. That's the blood pressure.
Oh, so you have a full, complete health check?
Yes.
Is it charged for that?
From
or
7
are you
to
11
free? Free of charge?
Free of charge. So like, free thing.
Blood pressure check, BMI check, and then the first 20 persons are going to get free health screenings for the cholesterol, and they'll get what vice does.
You know, you got to repeat all of that, right? Because I like free things. And the idea that I can pass by and take advantage of whatever you're giving out free is a great thing. What time will your team be out there?
Okay, so the nurses are going to be there from 7 to 8. When they come at 8, and my district, firstly, we can be there from 8 to 12, and then the marathon district is going to be there from 1 to 4, and then the next district is going to be there from 5.
So all the Family Guardian, how can we have representative at this fair?
Definitely. Remember, we go into homes, we provide a concierge service, so we're inviting a lot of our clients to come out, we meet, we greet, and one, we don't just want to sell you insurance, we want to talk to you. You remember back in the day, the insurance persons would be into the church service, the insurance person would be at the funeral, insurance person will be at the christening. We still are at that to the core, family at Family Guardian.
And I just want you to repeat what type of health screening will you be make available on that day from 7 o'clock in the morning?
We will be checking. We'll be doing your blood sugar assessment.
Mm-hmm.
We will be doing your blood pressure check. We'll be doing your weight and your BMI calculations. And then the first 20 persons are going to get free cholesterol screenings.
Okay. And you say you'll be here from 7 o'clock, the nurses will be
from
there.
From 7 o'clock, the nurses from Bahama Health will be there.
Okay.
And you know Bahama Health is the premier medical provider in the country.
Nice, nice. So let me go now back to Ms. Burrows. And Ms. Burrows could give me some information on what to expect. What to expect at this event that's starting at 6 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. It's going to be on Prince Charles, right? The Anglican Church of the Epiphany. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Morning, everyone. I just wanted to piggyback first on Kay. Another one of our outreach ministries would be for the Thelma Gibson Primary School.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we provide mentorship.
As well as tutoring.
Tutoring.
For kids.
So where the tutors will be?
At the Thelma Gibson. It's
so
usually on the weekend.
Church members will go to the
church
school.
Church members go to the school and assist kids who are behind on reading, who are not at the level they're supposed to be. Areas. But as a former educator, the key to anything is reading. If you can't read, then you can't function in any other subject areas. Mm-hmm. So so they assist go, even throughout the week, there's a day when they go to just read stories to the younger kids at the Thelma Gibson Primary School. And that is in the
our
East.
Community.
That is our community. We serve the entire community.
That's your district.
So if you, from, I would say even from Fox Hill, St. Anne's area to Elizabeth Estates, the Fox Hill in the back, Yamacraw, you have Eastwood, you have Nassau East, Skyland, Sky Ridge, Winton, Twynham, Camperdown. You're in the East. So we want to see you there. Remember, community affair, all are welcome, and all proceeds go to our outreach initiative.
Good. So it's all yours now, Ms. Burrows.
All yours.
All right.
Ms. Burrows.
It's me.
What can I expect? I want you to tell me everything that's going to be at this fair. The fair they call this the Anglican Fair with 10. And of course, since
there.
It's a community event, all of Old East will be present, right?
Everybody will be out there. You can come. There's a lot going on tomorrow.
I want to make sure it's going to be enough food.
This is why I'm doing this.
Okay, go ahead.
I am a foodie.
Go ahead.
So the food will be right. K&L and myself, we will be.
I need you to tell me what all food can be there.
We have our
wing stall.
Wings
so
and fries.
When you see winging it, that's us.
That's us.
Come and see us. But it's just, we have this thing with any project at our church. All hands on deck.
Mm-hmm.
From yesterday, you pass our church grounds, that's what you'll see.
Mm-hmm.
There's barricades going up, there's signs. Mr. Peter Turnquest, we see you out there painting and putting up those
and
signs.
Rodney.
We appreciate you, Rodney. Thank you. It's all hands on deck. There are people that annually take time off from work. They go out and they're dedicated and they want this to go off without a hitch.
Okay.
And that's us as well. This is our family event, our community event, and we are on a natural high for tomorrow. So I will be out there today just looking around to see where we're situated and how things are. And we'll be out 6 a.m. I have my tickets for my stew. I have two kids and they've already selected.
Point. So we're going to start back off because Miss Richie mentioned your stew and the South early in the morning.
6 a.m.
And now you're talking about tickets. Where can I get tickets from?
So like she said, if you've not purchased any tickets, just come out early. We have sufficient. Mm-hmm. You can contact our office. I'm sure they can connect you with Miss Miriam.
Throw the number. What the number is?
You
look for the number, Miss Richie, yes. while Miss Brown continue.
So 6 a.m. we'll be out there in full force. The sauces, like she said, will be pig feet, stew conch, sheep tongue, stew fish.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious. Okay. We go every year.
And how much is the ticket for that?
$15 and $20.
$15 and $20.
Yes.
And you said, don't worry about the tickets if I don't have it. I just need to show up.
Just come out.
Okay.
You will not be disappointed.
Yes.
So just come out. We want to see you. The same time, our plant sale, patio sale.
Early in the morning?
Early.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Early.
So who in charge of the plant? Because I like plants. I found this thing called succulent now. Mm. So I'm trying to find more succulents. Any succulent plant to be out there?
I don't know, but I can ask.
Okay.
You know, they have a variety of plants.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As well as fruit trees. I think Mikhail Pinder.
Okay.
She's in charge of the plant, so I'm correct. It's Mrs. Pinder. They have mm-hmm. every from flowers. I know lots of people like they're into what is that popular plant?
Bromeliad.
They have that, but it's the fruit trees that I am familiar with.
Okay,
every type of fruit, citrus trees, mm-hmm. it's there. Orchids.
Okay.
Orchids are all the raves. They always have a variety of beautiful orchids as
nice.
Well.
Mm-hmm. And this starts as early as 6 o'clock while I get my sauce
6 a.m. to 11. And the main fair that Kanik is going to talk about, all of the booths, is from 12 noon until.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what all will be open from 6 to 11?
So that will be the sauce.
I get the sauce.
Plants.
And the plant.
Patio sale.
And a patio sale.
Patio sale.
And what do you mean by patio sale exactly?
So they're going to have gently used clothing items
mm-hmm.
that you can purchase. If you do have anything that you want to donate, we will accept them. They're still collecting at the church. The person in charge of that is Miss Lindiana Ramming.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited to receive those things. And they will review them and they'll put them out. They'll be rotating them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot that you can choose from.
I mean, I could be out there all day.
All day.
Okay. So now I'm at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
What happens at 11 o'clock? Because now I had the patio sale.
Mm-hmm.
I have the health screen with starting at something like 7 o'clock.
Right.
I have my soup and my sauce,
right?
Everything in hand, yes. So what else will be happening around
you'll
that time?
You'll see a lot of transition mm-hmm. between that morning staff and afternoon staff. So mm-hmm. you'll see a lot of setup, a lot of food preparation for that afternoon. We have a lot of food stalls. So that includes, of course, the big, big one would be home cookery.
Okay.
So there's a lot. Baked chicken, oxtails, different things like that.
Do you have a whole entire section for that?
It's a very big stall for mm-hmm. home cookery.
Mm-hmm.
And it's extensive.
Mm-hmm.
So those ladies out there, Ms. Claudette Baffle and team,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be on it.
Now, again, you know, I attend a Anglican church, right?
Mm-hmm.
There tend to be a section where men tend to stand and patronize
mm-hmm.
where I get libations.
Oh,
you all don't have libations to Epiphany?
We will have lights.
Okay, just making sure. Light just making sure this is a good Anglican
yes,
church.
Yes.
Just making sure.
Of course.
Just asking. My wife has sent me ahead and said, go to the men's section and come back this way for me.
Yes, and wet your whistle. Yes.
Just making sure. So I have the men's section. I understand it's going to be there. What mm-hmm. all else I can anticipate?
So we have the Burger Boys. They will be there with hot dogs and hamburgers.
So who's doing the men during that too?
Homemade. Yes.
Okay. Nice. So, give me some prices. Because you still didn't tell me how much for a good plate of dinner.
There's a range.
There's a range.
So I think you can start anywhere from $10, go up.
Yeah.
But it's a heavy plate.
Okay.
And this is something that I've experienced.
Yeah.
Not just because I'm a member.
Okay, no problem.
From being there and serving.
I'm just trying to see how much money I need to bring.
Bring all the money.
Yes.
Bring all.
Leave a donation.
Yes.
Okay, I understand. It's for a good cause, right?
Bring all.
Good, continue. I'm listening.
So, of course, we have conch fritters. We have two conch fritter stalls.
Two?
Two.
Okay.
So you can choose. You don't have to wait on one line.
Any conch inside the conch fritters?
Conch.
Okay.
Not limey.
We didn't say fritters.
We said conch.
Okay, just making sure. I'm one of those Anglicans who complain. I'm just letting you know beforehand. So I'm listening with all you selling and what you're promoting.
No, don't say you're an Anglican. Just say that you're very particular.
Yes.
My wife's called discerning. So I'm discerning. I'm thinking. So go ahead, finish. I listen.
Of course, cotton candy, daiquiris, guava duff.
Nice.
The new duff.
New duff.
We have good duff.
Good duff. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I was going to say that. Ice cream, snow cones, Winging It? Did I say Winging It? Chicken and Fries?
You told me that you and Miss Richie could be in charge of that, mm-hmm. and you could be there in a Winging It section.
Cheesy fries.
We wings. We have cheesy fries.
Buffalo wings. Fries, sweet and sour wings.
Mm. Look like I got to be standing next to you all there.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
We'll be happy to see you there. Did I say Kong fritters? Did I say guava duff? And assorted pastries.
And assorted pastries.
Yes.
So enough food for me to eat.
We have a lot of food.
Yeah. You're angry run out?
No. Not at all.
Let me ask you this, right? Mm-hmm. Because again, this whole month I've been attending like Anglican fairs almost every other week. Mm-hmm. Would there be an entrance fee? Because I'm used now to paying to come inside Anglican fairs.
There's no entrance.
See, I didn't love your church.
Absolutely.
See, I didn't love your church.
That's starting to ease.
Welcoming you with open arms.
I can tell you another Anglican church off Blue Road. I can say the name. They charge me. They charge me to come in their place.
No, I appreciate.
That star in the east, I can church of Epiphany.
We want you to come and we want you to stay.
I just walk right in. I have more money to buy food.
Yes.
Oh, God is good.
God is good.
God is good. I love it. But is there a section for kiddies? Because I have two children.
Yes, there is.
I need to, see, I give them the money and they do what they got to do. So explain that process. Let them do what
they have to do. There's a kiddie corner.
There's a kiddie corner.
And it's manned all of our mm-hmm. youth department.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so, I mean, supervised by adults, of course, but we include them in everything that we do. So that kiddie corner is going to be on lock, bouncing castle, face painting. It's going to be a full day.
Nice. Is your youth department at Epiphany very active?
Very active.
Nice. It is very
our
active.
Kids from Elizabeth State's home, they attend every Friday. Mm-hmm. It's every Friday at 6:45 p.m. till about 8:45.
Mm-hmm.
That's headed by Mrs. Denise Hanna and her team.
Mm-hmm.
They keep the children very engaged. And okay. I can say that even from my children, they don't have to be forced to go. They will ask. What time are you getting off from work?
I have a couple of texts actually. You ain't call boiled fish. But boiled fish, I didn't call it boiled for the reason. It's not boiled fish.
There's
excuse.
No boiled fish. We're so sorry.
Yeah. We're sorry.
Idea, man.
You know where
I didn't give the list.
We have to be honest.
Yeah,
we're sorry.
I didn't give a list.
And I also want to add, there is all day bingo.
All day bingo?
All day bingo.
Nice prizes.
I mean, and the prizes.
Nice prizes.
Oh my God. Very nice prizes.
See, this is why I
very
love the
nice
Anglican diocese for, because all of the parishes have a good bingo section.
Yes.
Where you can see.
You don't have to move.
If I tell you how many flat screen TV I get by attending Anglican fairs, I just insane.
Hey, and let me tell you how accommodating we are this year at our fair. Our all-day bingo will be housed in our hall where we used to have
nice.
Our service.
Yes.
So your AC... You're comfortable.
I'm going to be in the sun.
So you don't have to move unless you want something to drink or mm-hmm. something to eat. Mm-hmm. You leave that hall, mm-hmm. okay, to come mm-hmm. out into the main fair. And then you go back into your nice, cool, clean environment. So you can hear when they announce that, what is it?
A5
or B6. Yes. You to hold out bingo. But, Mr. Newry, I also want to say that...
Go ahead.
The outreach initiative for the Thelma Gibson Primary School, where we assist with children who are in need of that extra tutoring.
Yeah.
The Anglican Church of the Epiphany pay teachers to come out on Saturday to help with that initiative.
Okay.
That
is why all roads lead to... A star in the east, because what you're spending, you know, when people say, hey, it's in return.
I have family who attends the Anglican Church of Epiphany. I have the Brennans, them. And they tend to be very active.
Oh, they're
very active
Brennan,
inside
his
the
wife,
church.
Michelle yes. Brennan, and her sister, they are very, for many, many years. And, Mr. Brennan is the people's warden.
See, there you go. Always active, right? Always organizing things. And I ask that, right, because... you mentioned that your church has a very active youth program. And I know that a number of the Anglican Church have seniors. Will there be like a section that they can relax and sit down? Because, you know, instead of have to stand up all day?
Yes, because like I said, remember we've just moved into our church. Mm-hmm. And so the building that we were operating in for all those years is our hall. Mm-hmm. And that is where they're going to be hosting the event. You can go in there and you can sit. There's AC, you know, to get away from, because, you know, it's hot, or the loud music, because we have DJ. All day DJ. We have remote services live. So
we got to talk about the remote services and the live right now. So we go back to you, Miss Ritchie. Who is this DJ and what remote services are you talking about?
I think our DJ.
Oh, nice.
Now that's separate. Now the remote, Mona Lisa is really in charge of that. Mm-hmm. She's in charge of the PR. And I don't want to say it incorrectly, so I won't speak to it, mm-hmm. because I'm not 100% certain.
But there will be live remote.
There will be a live remote. Because, and I know this because I have to assist with it for 2 hours before, mm-hmm. Mona Lisa gets onto the church grounds. But I don't have that information in the front of me, so I don't want to say or speak into the atmosphere.
No problem.
Anything that, you know.
Because once you commit,
correct.
I hold in you to it. I just let you know once you commit.
And
now, I know you mentioned that I could have pre-ordered or get my tickets for the sauces, but for the crockery part, the real dinner part. I just need to bring cash, or what?
Bring cash. And you know we're gonna have tables, booths set up for tickets. Mm-hmm. Now you can't purchase anything with the stalls with cash. You have to get tickets.
Right.
You know, you have to get tickets.
No, I believe in accountability.
There you go. So what you do, bring cash and get your tickets, and you are free to roam. And remember, there's no entrance fee. You're free to roam.
So let me make this clear. Make sure everyone understands, right? So I come to the fair, and then I exchange my money. They give me tickets, and I just go about with my tickets and purchase.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I'm just making sure you know. Actually, that's a thing to do now. All the churches are doing that.
Yeah.
Yes. Good. So we are now about 6 o'clock, 6 p.m., 6-7 p.m. What else is happening? Because I see you on this flyer. You have Junkanoo Rush Out.
Yes.
I'm not sure which Junkanoo group we're going to get.
We're not going to disclose that.
You're not going to disclose
it? It's going to be a mixture.
It's going to be a mixture?
Yeah.
And a surprise. And I understand from the
anyone knows group
from the representative that they're going to be there in full force in their costumes.
I
and
just
you can take
I'm
pictures.
About to ask
and they're
going to
be interactive, and they're going to be among the persons there. So if you want to take pictures with them with various pieces, they're going to accommodate all of that. They're not just going to come out to rush. They're going to be there to be a part. It's like we just gelling like family. Mm-hmm. Hey?
I just about to ask that because I've been to one or two fairs when the Junkanoo group came in with five people inside the whole Junkanoo band.
Oh, no.
You trying to say it's going to be bigger than five people in Junkanoo band?
Let me tell you, this is the Anglican church.
Mm.
Like Kenning said, when we do stuff, we do it right.
You're doing it big, look like you're doing
it.
You're spending money, so I see you need to make money off of it. You're getting it. Looking like you have a whole contingent of Junkanooers coming this way.
That's why I say our corporate partners and sponsors, especially Family Guardian, especially persons within the Anglican Church community, within that Eastern community, businesses that are out East that help support us as well as the members, we owe a great big thank you.
Yes.
And I am saying thank you to all of you Bahamians out there who's listening to the sound of my voice. Thank you, and I will see you tomorrow.
Yes.
Out East.
6 a.m.
What about parking? And the reason why I asked about parking, right, now that you expand the property to have basically two church or two buildings in the property, I remember the last time I'd been here, like the whole of Fox Hill was there, and I couldn't find no parking, so I had to park down the road, right? I want to know, where can I park when I come out this place?
If you are familiar with Out East and where our church is, there's a property opposite,
mm-hmm.
on the left-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
That is owned by the Anglican Church of the Epiphany. And
there
that
you go.
Is extra parking.
There you go.
As well as the on the corner of Colony.
Mm-hmm.
That building, it's a school now. I think it's a special school now.
Mm-hmm.
Parking is, you can park there.
So more than the parking.
As well as, if you're familiar with East, the back entrance of the Elizabeth Estates Police Station. You come on. That's huge. That is a lot of parking.
So I can park by the police station?
You can. I won't encourage that. I said in the back.
No, directly in the back.
I like being close to the police station and parking safe enough. I like
that. We're not taking responsibilities for that. But I just want to reiterate.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any questions about that day, our rectory office number is 364-2884.
Did I get it?
364-2884.
Good. And who is true? I read 236
or 364-2884.
Okay, that is old East number two.
There you go.
Good. That's right. Now, who is the secretary now at the Anglican Church of Epiphany? Just that when I call, I call people Neem, right? I say, hey, I
think right now, who's there the majority of the day would be, I think, Gail.
Okay.
Miss Gail is there Miss Gail, as well as, hey, our priest is so good. Father Canon Badu,
mm-hmm.
He is always there. Mm. I don't know how that good man of God does it, but he is also always there. And Miss Gail, no matter what you need to get onto the premise, you need to reach her, she will take your call person. And she will link you with whomever you need to be.
I know you don't call no raffle, but I can talk actually if you have any raffle. But no, I'm going to have to take a quick commercial break right now. We're talking to representative of the Anglican Church of the Epiphany. They are having the annual fair. Every Anglican who knows about fair knows that they have to go to the church, Anglican Church of the Epiphany, because they tend to have what's happening there. So I'm kind of excited about it. We're going to take a quick commercial break right now, and then we go in further details of what all is happening, some more information about food, some more information about what's happening there. But this Guardian Radio AM with CA Nuri, we'll be right back.
This November, the Nassau Guardian is celebrating 180 years. And we want to thank you, our loyal readers, for helping to make this one of the oldest newspapers in the region. Giveaway promotion, beginning October 28th through November 22nd. All you need to do is find the hidden Nassau Guardian 180 Years logo, printed every day in the Nassau Guardian newspaper, and you could win prize money. Just purchase your daily Nassau Guardian newspaper every day, beginning Monday, October 28th. Find the 180th Nassau Guardian logo, cut out the page, mark the spot, write your name and phone number on that clipping, drop off your entries at our offices on Carter Street in Oaksfield, and every Friday, November 1st, November 8th, November 15th, and November 22nd, one drawing will take place. It's that simple.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Did you know the city of Nassau started with Christ Church Cathedral? The Christ Church Cathedral Street Festival is happening on George Street this Saturday, November 2nd. It's a day packed with fun for the whole family, celebrating the birth of the city of Nassau.
From delicious local food vendors to the vibrant songs of Junk Canoe Parade, plus live performances by the Defense Force Band, something for everyone. Bring the kids to the Kitty Corner. Explore Nassau's rich history with walking tours.
And don't miss your chance to win big in our exciting raffle.
Mark your calendar. It all happens Saturday, November the 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
at the Christ Church Cathedral Street Festival. Nassau starts here. So see you there.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
I'm excited because we have the Anglican Church of the Epiphany here with us, and they're having their annual parish fair this Saturday, November 2nd, 2024, from 12 noon until. I see you saying 12 noon until, but they're all starting from 6 a.m. It's 6 a.m. until. It's an all-day fair.
In fact,
you come there in waves. You come back early in the morning, and you come back again. Mm-hmm. But before that, I want to read this. Join the Nassau Guardian as we celebrate our milestone, 180th anniversary on November 23rd. That's a couple of days from now. On November 23rd, the Guardian Media Group will be celebrating 180 years, beginning Monday, November 4th. And every day this month, we will feature blasts from the past, highlighting pages from the oldest and most respected newspaper of record over the last 18 decades. Wonderful snapshots of the Bahamas transitioning from the abolition of slavery to the period of internal self-governance and independence into the 21st century. Keepsakes for history buffs or anyone who just loves the Bahamas. So you can buy the Guardian, of course, as we celebrate 180 years, and they'll have highlights from the last 18 decades. Wonderful pictures and stories about the Bahamas. But like they said, from abolition straight into self-governance, self-rule, and right into the 21st century. And just like the Nassau Guardian, Epiphany is also celebrating. And they have their annual fair, which all Anglicans know about. And they all Anglicans highlight and say this is a must thing. It's a community event. Yes. All of Old East tend to attend the Epiphany's annual church fair, right? And all Anglicans tend to pass through. But you have partnered with a number of corporate sponsors. I know you have Alive who's partnering to do some things. And, of course, you have Family Guardian who have a representative here, Mr. Antonio Lockhart. You have partnered with the Anglican Church of the Epiphany before, right? Yes, I mean, your organization. Why do you feel the need to partner? And what, if you have any history of what all have you partnered with?
Well, definitely, as you see what all the church has done, and like I said, it's in the community. And so it's just a good opportunity to piggyback off of what they're doing. This is really all of their day. And so we just come and do our part and what we do well each day and every time. And so we love the idea of giving back. You know, we normally have our Founders Day every now, where we switch it, I believe, until in March or February, where we go in the community. The whole office shuts down all across the Bahamas.
Yeah.
We do stuff in Andras, in Abaco, in Freeport, the Nassau, and where we go and we spend time. And you know, much other companies ain't shutting down all day to say we're going to go feed the elderly, spend time with the kids. But once again, the founding fathers of Family Guardian, Mr. Poisier Knowles and Pyfrom, it was all about making a better life for people and making sure, that's why that name is their family. If you came and work for the company, mm-hmm. you'll feel the family.
It's a family.
And atmosphere. Though we have grown, that spirit has always remained. So that's why we partnership. I think we're one of the best corporate citizens. If you'll notice, we've done a lot of just breast cancer month, and we were out there, and we are always out there doing
that. And that's even a better reason to partner with the Anglican Church of the Epiphany, because that's a family family church, right? Two and three and four generations in that church where they dedicated serving Anglicans, you know.
So many of our clients attend there.
Yeah.
Yes, and so, and then you got to remember, Out East represents about 40% of our portfolio.
Mm.
And so definitely we're going to be there, and it's an opportunity. We don't want persons to think we just want to collect your money.
Okay.
We love the smiling, be there with you and provide that service for you and get to connect with persons. It's all about building relationships, especially when you're in the insurance business. And so we're matching up with the church, what's going to bring you the assurance. And if you need the insurance, we'll be there.
Will you have any information booths about Family Garden?
Oh, definitely. Okay. We'll be there all day, so we can have some little giveaways from our end. But we'll have persons there to meet, take your name and
give away
number.
Me free stuff?
Always free stuff.
I like free stuff. Right? Yes, I just making sure you are committing that you'll be giving away free stuff.
Yeah, as long as those.
Because I still have my family gardening umbrella.
Yeah, you got the umbrellas, the mugs, those type of things. Like, giving out the booklets and the like. And then, you know, we always do our calendar. And so we're looking for that. And it's going to be special because we're getting ready. You're going to see we're reaching a milestone as we go into next year. And so we're doing a special calendar this year coming up. And so just look out. And so this is just the beginning of the start. And so we'll be looking forward. I can be there in my socks and shirt, and I'll be there playing dominoes like I normally do with Dr. Morgan, those and the like, and just having a good time.
Nice. So back to Miss Richie, because Mr. Lockhart said he can be there all day with his team and enjoying himself. Right?
All day.
But I want you to remind me and the listening audience, does this event start again?
Our event at the Anglican Church of Epiphany, annual parish fair. This is one of our major fundraising events. It starts from 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's Saturday, November 2nd at 6 a.m.
Six in the morning.
6 to 11, we start with our stew, souse, and patio sale. Mm-hmm. It's a patio sale that features, like Kanique said, garden materials, plants, as well as gently used, household items, as well as clothing.
Okay.
And so that takes place from 6 a.m. to 11. Get your breakfast. I know lots of parents are out early with their kids who have swim events and all those things and track practices.
Yeah, pass through.
Pass through. Get your kids that wholesome breakfast before they go and give it all on the court or in the swimming pool or whatever event that they're doing. And not only fair, starts from 12 noon until with lots. I mean, we have everything from food to drinks. We have conch fritters. We have the home cookery. We have burgers, wings. We have ice cream, snow cones. Of course, we have our soft drinks.
Yes, I'm very strong.
And we have, and parents, you know, if you want to be at our all-day bingo and you have little kids, we have a kiddies corner that's going to be manned by our youth department. Of course, they're supervised by our youth leaders as well as our Sunday school leaders. So there's going to be bouncing castle, face painting, I mean, games, bean bag toss, you name it.
And hoopla, Erin Green, hoopla.
Hoopla, okay.
Yes, Erin Green, yes, hoopla and bingo, Miss Erin.
Erin has a good arm on her. That's why she acts on that. She tends to win the Lord.
And she knows where we're located. So, Miss Green, I'm going to be looking out for you. And I just want to remind the public that all of this is in aid of our community outreach initiative at the Anglican Church of Epiphany. We've been sponsoring the Elizabeth Estates Children's Home from 1989.
Wow.
And when I say sponsoring, I mean we support them in all that they do, whether it's we're helping with adoption, we're helping in them as members of our church, serving in our choir, participating in our youth programs, also assisting those, well-performing kids who to private schools, and they attend the St. Anne's Anglican School.
Good.
And we've had many, many success. If you're familiar with us, we're always posting them in our bulletins and celebrating our youth. The Anglican Church of the Epiphany also hold tutoring sessions for kids at the Thelma Gibson Primary School. You know that is one of the major primary schools within our community area. And we assist by paying teachers to come out on a Saturday. You know, teachers work from Monday to Friday, and some of them still come out on Saturday help kids who are in need of that extra academic support, okay? And the Epiphany Church also helps the community by providing food and clothing distribution, okay, to those families in need. You know, that's what the church is all about. We're not just care of your spiritual need. We also know that, you know, there are families and there are individuals who are in need of that extra help, that cushion. And that's what the Anglican Church community is all about, especially the Epiphany. And finally, we're a hurricane shelter, you know, and so we need to, you know, keep our grounds and secure and to have supplies, you know, for when we house persons who need, you know, who need to be in a safer, you know, environment. The Anglican Church of Epiphany, our hall is there for you. And our hall is also open now that we moved into our church for persons in the eastern area who are looking to get married or hold some kind of family event or reception. Our hall is available to rent out. So
you can rent your whole hall too?
Yes, you can rent our hall.
I did not know that.
For a reception, whether it's after a funeral, you can have everything there. You can have
one-stop shop.
And I can say it's really nice. We've held two of our meetings there for the year. And so, because before we was hosting it in the backyard, when we do and we've moved and the air conditioning is working, the bathrooms are nice, it's clean, it has a stage if you need a stage, and it's quite spacious, so I could speak to it.
I could call
in a business aspect.
I could call Gail and get that information there.
Well, you
see why I'm using Gail name?
You can call Miss Gail, but it is Mr. Dennis Hanna who's responsible for that aspect of our add to Mr. Lockhart's presentation of how Family Guardian really supports the Anglican Church's initiative. I know last year, Family Guardian was one of the major sponsors to help us that provided a Christmas celebration or party for the children of the Elizabeth Estates home where they came out. And I'm familiar because I participated with them, and I was there the day they played games. They had prizes and gifts.
Okay, continue.
They had prizes and gifts for the children and provided them with a wonderful spread of a Christmas meal.
Nice.
Family Guardian.
I love how community-oriented the Anglican Church of the Epiphany is, right? That you tend to service all of Out East, and it's a family church, right? Everybody is family there.
Everybody. So if you live in the East, like I said, you can't miss us. We're on that mean Prince Charles Drive. Past Elizabeth Estates Clinic, the Elizabeth Estates Police Station, the Elizabeth Estates Library. Right, beautiful church building and our church ground. It's already decorated with the tents, with all of the flyers and streamers going across. Come out. Come have fun with us. Come commune with us. Spend some money with us because it's going to a great cause.
That's it. Tomorrow, November 2nd, the Anglican Church of the Epiphany Annual Parish Fair, Saturday, November 2nd, 2024, 12 noon until, no, it's actually 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
On Prince Charles Drive, all day bingo. They have all kind of soups, stews, and they have a plant sale and a patio sale that's early in the morning. And then you come like right 12 until you have that all day bingo. You have costume jewelry, face painting, hoopla table. Our Family Guardian is going to be there. They're having that health screening or free. They have one major junkie group. You're going to be surprised. It's going to be rushing on them. They have Bouncing Castle and so much more. Come for the home cookery, chicken and fries, hot dog, hamburgers, popcorn, cotton candies, all kind of beverages and delights there. I'm excited. It's going to be this Saturday, tomorrow. That's tomorrow, right on Prince Charles Drive right there. That's the Anglican Church of the Epiphany, their annual parish fair, and everybody is welcome.
Remember, it is free. There is no entrance fee. Come on board. Come down. We look forward to seeing you.
This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.